This is the VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. The latest strikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Explosions shook Gaza City and orange flares lit up the sky, with airstrikes also reported in the center of town and the southern town. As the sun rose, residents surveyed the rubble from at least five family homes. There were also heavy airstrikes on a commercial thoroughfare in Gaza City. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructure as well as weapon storage units at the home of a Hamas fighter in Gaza City. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli prime minister into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza creates a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Early in Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a back seat. The European Union has put forward a plan it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccine and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions, among other things. This is VOA News. Moroccan police drove hundreds of migrants away from the border fence on Wednesday, and Spanish troops were escorting some swimmers directly back to Morocco after thousands crossed from Monday, and prompting a crisis between the two countries. Spanish authorities carried out mass expulsions of migrants from its North African enclave of Ceuta as the tide of the humanity swimming around the border fence turned into a trickle. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, said as many as 4,800 of the more than 8,000 who entered Ceuta during the previous 2 days had been sent back, and security forces on both sides intervened to prevent more from crossing. The U.S. House has voted to create an independent commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, sending the legislation to an uncertain future in the Senate as Republican leaders work to stop a bipartisan investigation that is opposed by former President Donald Trump. The bill passed the House 252-175 Wednesday, with 35 Republicans voting with Democrats in support of the commission, defying Trump and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Modeled after the investigation into the September 11, 2001 attacks, the legislation would establish an independent 10-member commission that would make recommendations by the end of the year. French President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Jean Castex had a drink at the terrace of Parisian cafes on Wednesday, as the country's cafes and restaurants were allowed to start serving customers in outside areas again. The global pandemic has forced the closure of hospitality venues around the world. But in France, the nation that invented the shutdown was felt especially keenly. China has postponed a mission to supply its new space station for unspecified technical reasons. The cargo spacecraft was expected to have been launched Thursday morning. China Manned Space did not say when the rescheduled launch may occur. It would be the first mission to head to the main module of the space station, launched last month. 10 launches are planned to deliver 2 more modules, components, and supplies, and crew members. The launch was considered a success, although China was criticized for allowing the uncontrolled reentry, a part of the rocket that carried it into space. Usually discarded rocket stages re-enter the atmosphere soon after liftoff, normally over water, and they don't go into orbit. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.